What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, I'm your host, Mark Moore, with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
And today we are going to talk about RVs, recreational vehicles. Last week's show, we had to re-air a show because Kathy's been having a little bit of sinus issues, I guess, like along with everybody else. So we
allergies.
We just weren't able to get on the air last week, so we had to re-air a show, and we talked about how can I save money on my insurance? So we kind of re-aired that. That's always a good one to re-air because people in this economy, or any economy, want to save money. You don't want to spend more than you need to spend. So RV insurance. Kathy and I have some stories, don't we?
Oh, yes.
So we decided back in 2017 to buy an RV.
Yes, we did.
And of course, when you think about an RV, it's a new experience.
Didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah. I've said many times you have to have a degree in electrical engineering and mechanical engineering to know what you're doing.
Exactly.
It's like these things are just over your head and you got to figure out what's what and how to work things. And we still are on that learning curve. However, we have gone a long way from the day we first bought it, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So millennials, I have a report here, have been renting and purchasing more RVs than ever before. Road trips continue to be a bright spot during the coronavirus pandemic. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing a lot more people are buying RVs because, I guess the country has changed.
Hotels or something like that, probably.
Yeah, so
it's clean. And
yeah. According to new data from RV rental platform RV Share, 73% of millennials, both this and last year, reported they were likely to take an RV trip in the future. Mm-hmm. So this is becoming wildly popular. This rise in RV interest during the coronavirus pandemic isn't exclusive millennials. According to an RV industry association published in June, 20% of U.S. respondents reported becoming more interested in RVing as a result of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So why is this? Well, let's think about it. Back before COVID, you had, what was a vacation, Kathy? You would go on a cruise, mm-hmm. right? So what happened in the cruise industry?
The cruise is basically at a standstill.
Yes.
They're coming back, though.
What about flying in an airplane? That's another thing. A lot of people don't want to fly in an airplane because they're worried about COVID. Or sometimes people don't want to fly because they have to wear a mask or they don't want to be inconvenienced. And so I think that's helped with the demand for campers, RVs. Because people still want to go out and do something.
And they want to be with their family and, be together. So that's an easy way to do it.
Yeah. Another thing that happens is the work from anywhere boom. Mm-hmm. So now you can be working, at a campsite.
Yeah, because they have Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
They have internet.
So as long as you have a place that has internet, you're able to go out and you're able to, do your job even from the road. So this has become, the society's changing and RVing is becoming more prevalent, more popular. We didn't know how we would like it when we first did it because I thought I would like it. But we got out on the road and we've went on our first trip out west, and that was in 17, correct? That's before we had the coronavirus pandemic.
Right.
Let's talk about, that's an introduction to RVing, and, it's kind of intermingled there with, the popularity has risen on account of, the pandemic. We thought we were out of the woods, didn't we, Kathy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about, Kathy is our personnel manager, office manager, and the challenges of having to run a business during the RV has been difficult too as well, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it has been. We have different, it's logistics a lot of times. Typically from our perspective as having 5 locations, we have people take vacations or out sick. We typically in the past would be able to move people around from office to office. But now that, we have this going on with Corona, we've not been able to float people, but we have our phones and we have the internet. So we are definitely having to make some changes in how we do business. We've put out drop boxes in each location. So if customers don't want to come in, they can actually just drop off their payment or what they need to drop off and then call us or get on the internet and we can talk to them that way. Because some people don't feel comfortable coming in. And if they do come in, of course, we have masks available. They can wear them if they feel comfortable. And we have all the different stuff that we could possibly have to ensure that our folks to stay safe as well as our customers.
Yeah, so I know this is not about RVs, but I was going to – we have one agent that actually does work at RV camp sometimes. She'll go out and she'll work in her laptop.
Yes.
Off. But I just wanted to talk about, you know, if you come to our office, things are a little bit different now. We're kind of contracting back a little bit because we thought this was over. And now we know that it's not.
Yeah.
And we had a customer die this week, which is just so demoralizing. And we had another customer that was in the hospital for a week.
Mm-hmm. With pneumonia.
He ended up having COVID and going. I mean, it's a younger, healthier guy.
Yeah.
So we're trying to be
careful
about this as running a business. And I can tell you it's been tough for Kathy being a manager, having to be able to balance all the safety of our employees while still trying to run a business.
Yeah.
It definitely has been a challenge.
There's nothing else you can do about it. You just have to make smart decisions and go with what you feel is best. And then we have an HR department that we actually utilize as well. So just on how to handle certain situations. So again, we try to do our very best to help everybody. They are our employees as well, but we're trying to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, a lot of people are scared.
Yeah, they
are. And so I think that, you know, this kind of plays into, you know, society changing into maybe an RV would be a good thing for people to have. You know, you have a contained unit. You know, you have your stuff. You have your room that's going
and
across
the
country.
You cook there and you can, you know, the big thing about that is you'd like to cook outside and be outside. And that's a good place to be able to do that. The RVs, though, there are some really, really expensive ones out there.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. We talked about exotic cars a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And I asked Kathy, what's the most expensive car we ever insured? And we had some very expensive cars. And I got thinking, you know, we've insured some expensive fire trucks that they get very expensive. But for some reason, I guess I just blanked out. You know, another thing we've insured that can be very expensive is
RVs. RVs, yes. Yeah. There's some really expensive ones.
And I think you can kind of like this whole camping, RVing lifestyle, you can do it even if you are, you know, people can go and rent a cabin.
Right.
Or you can take a tent. I mean, you can. I think it's available for the entire spectrum of the financial.
Well, a lot of it's from families, too. I mean, I don't think when we first started, we didn't realize. We thought more retirees were doing it. And we realized after us actually going out west and going to places, that is a lot of families.
That was a surprise.
That was a surprise. It was a good surprise.
I think the RV, my mom and dad's friends, the first time I ever saw one, they brought their RV up here. Mm-hmm. And he's an older retired guy. He sold his business and it's like, wow, what's this? You know, it's like amazing. The slide goes out and, like, you know, you press a button.
Yeah, it's
pretty
impressive, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, wow, you know. And so I've always had this thought maybe it was for more retirees, but we found out that's not the case, is it, Kathy?
The big thing when you're insuring those things is that you need to make sure get the values of it, what kind of, you know, we have to have the year and the make and the model and all the particulars. And if you've done any type of solar panels or anything else unusual or any lifts or anything like that, we need to know exactly what you could put attachments. If you're towing, all these different things need to be known when we're trying to insure it.
Well, we're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about also, you know, what are some of the common claims that happen on an RV and what kind of insurance policy do you need if you are RV? We're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're almost to a break time here. So what we'll do is we'll come back and we're going to talk about some of our experiences we've had RVing, and we will be back after the break. And this is Mark Moore. This is my wife, Kathy Moore. We are independent agents and brokers with Moore Insurance and Mountain Insurance on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with Moore Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore, and I wanted to let you know about our different locations and where our offices are. Moore Insurance Services is located in Hayesville next to United Community Bank. in Hiwassee next to the hospital, and in Blairsville, we're across the street from Home Depot. You can find us online at www.more-insurance.com or on Facebook. All of our Peace of Mind radio shows have now been added to our website. So if you've missed one or like to hear a specific one, you can check them out on there. And also we have a location in Murphy, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. And it's right past Arby's on Highway 64 West. You can come by and see Velda and Emily McKeon. And then we have Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, which is located between United Community Bank and Burger King in Blue Ridge. And Jeremy Payne's there and Kathy Hunter. Please like us on Facebook. Also want to make sure you guys know if you need a quote, we'd love to help you with your insurance. So you can go on our website and request a quote. And we will get contact you from that.
Great. Okay. So today we're talking about recreational vehicles, you know, campers.
Fifth wheels.
Yeah, this has been a real change in, I think just we talk about the pandemic has changed the
industry
demand for, you know, people are wanting to go vacation, and this is an alternative to flying or going on a cruise. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing, where I'm reading online that, you know, that demand for RVing is increased. Mm-hmm. When we go out west, Kathy, we've been on one trip, we're planning to go again. How long do you have to book your campsite?
Well, if you're going to Yellowstone, it's about a year in advance.
Yeah.
Which so I was shocked.
So you can't just roll up on campground and say, hey, we're here.
Yeah, you have to. It's all about logistics, too.
Yeah.
You have to kind of have your map and where you can stop and all that. And I've been working on that for our next outing. But it's definitely sometimes it can throw a curve in situations if you can't get into a specific place. It means you have to drive a lot longer. And typically, we've noticed that pretty much we can only drive about 6 hours is probably your max, because otherwise,
it can play into just insurance per se. Because we don't do insurance exclusively. We also try to do what's called risk management.
Right.
You know, we want to make sure that, you know, you're safe on the road, and we feel that, you know, you don't want to be exhausted driving the RV.
Right.
Because I've been there.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's when we first got the RV. I think the biggest thing I had driven before was probably a boat trailer, you know, on a vehicle. I have driven a U-Haul before, but it's definitely, you've got a lot to think about when you're driving the RV, because it's just so much longer than typically, you know, what you're used to driving an automobile.
Right.
And you have to be careful when you're turning, because, you know, if you're making a right turn, you have to take two lanes when you're turning.
The other thing is when you pull off to go get gas or go to get some food or something like that, a lot of places don't have places for you to turn around, so that can be very
you've got to think
and
ahead.
If you're towing something, sometimes you can't back up, so
you can't
that's
back up when
well
you're towing.
Most of the time you can't, so that's the problem where you get yourself in a situation. So try to be as aware of your surroundings or looking for certain things. There are certain places that are really good to stop. Cracker Barrel does have RV parking.
Yes, they do.
And bus
and everybody
parking.
Everybody seems to always park in the
and
RV
And they
parking.
Always park in those, and that's kind of hard, like, because when you come
normal
in
cars.
There. Yeah.
But so we go, like, if we're on the road, we have a diesel pusher. It's a Class A. And, you know, we started out with a modest one there. I call it the Cousin Eddie version of the RV.
We started off very small because we didn't know if we were going to like it. We didn't want to spend all that money, and then we didn't like it, or our kids didn't like it.
But we've traded up to a nicer one. It was the same manufacturer. It's a Fleetwood.
Yeah.
What it is.
Yeah.
So we don't have like some super expensive RV that you could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on.
Yeah, there's,
you
know, people that spend a ton of money. There's a couple of those. The Freightliner ones. That
well,
like,
it's the Prevos. The
Prevos are the
ones.
Most expensive ones.
Sometimes they convert a Bluebird bus into RV. There's some really expensive RVs. And we have to know how to insure these. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, we're talking about something that depreciates like a rock. I mean, you buy, of course, you know, now with the demand of these, it's kind of not as bad
now.
Not
right now, it's not.
But, you know, so you got to be careful, because, you know, you don't want to get upside down if you are borrowing money. And when you talk about a way with insurance, you know, you can buy the gap covers that protects you for that nature. One of my favorite stories about camper RV, and I confirmed this story, was we had this one guy that I know that I asked him, I said, this is a true story? He said, yeah, it's a true story. So I guess they were going somewhere out west, and they had a camper. And so
they're driving. Pull behind.
Yeah, pull behind camper. Mm-hmm. Like, and so they're going down a pretty steep incline, you know, somewhere out west. And somebody says, hey, they had the same camper we do. It looks just like ours. It's what happened was the camper had turned loose and was passing them going down the mountain.
Yes.
And I said, what happened to it? So, well, fortunately, it just kind of went off the side of the road and nothing happened. But that thing had come unhooked. Right. I mean, that could have been an insurance claim right there.
Be very careful.
So you got to be careful. So I've got some lessons from driving an RV. We've talked about having an RV. I talked about driving. You know, I had to learn how to drive. When you first get in there, you know, it's kind of terrifying. You know, I respect these truck drivers, and you know, we insure a lot of people that have grading businesses and, you know, haul big equipment, and it's definitely very daunting when you get in there and start driving that for the first time. Another thing that's very important on an RV is your power supply. So what happened when we were on the road and we had the generator kick off? Remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
So what happened?
So we didn't have any air, and my daughter started getting very dramatic.
We went to a truck stop.
Yeah, we were at Lowe's.
And I don't know if this is a safety thing or not. It does tell you you're supposed to turn off your generator, but what we find out is most people don't turn off their engine.
Yeah.
So, I mean, perhaps you should, but I was being the, you know, the risk management safe guy. So we turned off the engine, and guess what? The batteries were dead.
Yep.
So we had no way to crank it back up, and we're stuck at a truck stop, and it's like sweltering hot. Getting hot in a hurry if you're inside
the
RV.
Like, you can't roll the windows down either.
Yeah,
you know?
So it was just so fortunately we found a outlet, and we was able to add a converter because we had a 30 amp RV at the time, and I was able to convert the 110 into the converter into the 30 amp, and we just had to wait until it finally charged back up. I've also learned how to jump off an RV. It's the same as a car,
right?
Just, you have to have the jumper cables. And but we got in a situation, once again, where our battery was dead again over in Pigeon Forge, and we towed a Jeep. But the way I was parked, I couldn't get the – it was very tight. But finally, I bought some extra long jumper cables, and I was able to get the RV jumped off. But you know, if you're stuck in a situation where you can't get around to the RV where it's not parked properly,
well, the problem was is they have their septic lines, and you can't drive over their septic lines. So
yeah,
that way
that could be an insurance claim too, couldn't it?
Responsible for crushing their septic lines, and then that's a claim as well. So you just have to be really cautious about how you do things.
Yeah. So hot water, that's another issue.
Yes.
So our RV, and you learn all this stuff. It's got a you can do it two ways. You can do propane, which I found out is extremely fast. I mean, if you've got the propane going, you can get your hot water going very fast. The other one is, you know, you've got the shore power, and you can have electric heat up your water as well. So that's two ways to do it. But we had a hot water, didn't we, one time, and that was not fun. So it's, you know, just a learning curve on that. And then you could also have, you know, a claim. Because you got to winterize, you got to make sure all of the, you know, all the liquids are out of your RV because, or camper, because in the wintertime, you know, if it freezes and it ruptures your pipes, that would be just like in your house. It'd be you could have a claim doing that as well, possibly. So you got to be careful. The next thing that we have gone to, we've kind of progressed as we've been doing the RV. We started doing a tow vehicle. And this is another thing to be aware of, too, and I didn't know this, and this could be another insurance claim. You cannot tow just any type of vehicle. It's got to have a way, you know, a manual transmission can be towed, but some vehicles, you have to have what's called a tow dolly. So basically, you get the front wheels off of the, have to be off the pavement, because if you try to flat tow a vehicle without some kind of towing package, you can burn out your transmission in your vehicle.
Right.
So we ended up buying a Jeep Wrangler, which seems to be the vehicle of choice when you're towing an RV. And we also had a automatic braking system that we bought as well. So this is a way to, you know, help prevent you from being safe on the road when you're towing an RV.
Make sure your lights are working. Check your thing,
Making sure you know that your lights are working when you're going. Towing is very, you know, you got to be careful when you got a manual, because I found out is you got to, if you're flat towing, you still have to have it, the transfer case has got to be in neutral. You've got to have it in at least one gear because it will lubricate the manual transmission, mm-hmm. or it'll burn that up as well. That could be an insurance claim as well. And you have to have the key clicked one pass.
Yeah, but every vehicle has different.
So be careful if you're towing, because so you don't want to have a claim when you're towing.
Specific to one vehicle versus okay. another.
So we are off today talking about RVs, and we're going to be back next week, and we'll continue our discussion about how do we insure. When we talked about potential things that can happen, now we're going to talk about how we insure an RV. And this is Mark and Kathy Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.